Peace and love. Thank you so much for tuning in into Gem Talks Podcast. Let's get right into this episode. Okay, so we have some amazing people in our lives, people that uplift, encourage, support us, motivate us to be our best selves, like people that is really rooting for us to continue to keep pushing forward. But there comes a time where you have to do those things for yourself. Not saying that those people in your life is not giving you the push or the motivation that you need to keep going on, but it has to get to the point where you have to have that willpower, to have that strength, to know in yourself that you can do and accomplish and be what it is that you want to do and what you want to be. You have to speak life into yourself. You have to cheer for yourself. You have to root for yourself, because while other people are rooting for you, it can get two things. One, it can get exhausting for them, and it can be to the point where they're constantly rooting for you, speaking into your life, and then you just forget to speak into their life. You know, you're needing that energy that they're giving you, that support and love that they are getting you, but you get so caught into receiving that from them, you forget to pour into other people. You know, that is a thing. That is a thing. We forget to pour into other people. People that is constantly pouring into us, we forget to pour into them. You know, you got to check on the strong as well. You got to make sure that you're speaking life into the strong people as well. Because if someone's going to continue to be strong for you, I know that you have to have that mindset of knowing, that knowledge, that they're getting exhausted because they are so strong. People that are so strong, strong-minded, strong-willed, they're not going to say, I'm tired. They're not going to say, okay, I can't do this today, because they have to be strong for so many people. So you got to get to the point where you have to do that for yourself. You got to root for yourself. You got to speak life into your own life. Because now you're not only looking out for you, but you're looking out for the people that has been supporting you and speaking life into you and uplifting and motivating you all this time. Root for your damn self. Like, you know what it is that you need to accomplish. You know what it is that you, the goals that you are trying to achieve, the person that you want to be. You know you better than anyone in your life. So speak life into your own life. You can't depend on other people to keep constantly rooting for you. You got to do it for yourself. You have to be strong for you. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you. It's always about you. And don't forget that. Regardless of what anyone says, it is always about you. Because you are no good to no one if you're not good to yourself. So how can you be good to other people? By putting you first. By loving on yourself, by taking care of yourself. And a way of doing that is pushing yourself, speaking life to into yourself, rooting for yourself. Manifestation is so real. Manifestation is a real thing, and I will constantly continue to keep saying that manifestation is powerful. Words are powerful. When you are speaking life into yourself, there is a shift that starts to change in your life. There are some things start to turn around in your life when you are speaking life into your life, when you are constantly motivating, pushing yourself, rooting for yourself, clapping for yourself, and keeping that faith that you know I am going to be who I have been destined to be. When you speak that over your life, and that mindset starts to change to believe that, something powerful happened. Manifestation is such a real thing. You know, people can easily speak life into you. And that's the thing of really having people in your life that is really genuinely there for you and care about you. Because sometimes those people, they see things in you that you don't even see in yourself. It's true. People see your worth before you recognize it. But you have to know that you the shit, that you gonna accomplish your goals, that you are going to be what you are destined to be. You have to know that. You have to speak that over your life. Root for yourself. No one else is in your lane. This your race. You in your lane. You got your own lane. You running your own race. No one else is running your race for you. So therefore, you got to be willing to cheer for yourself. You got to root for yourself. Keep telling yourself to keep going. I got this. I'm going to make this happen. Okay, I got goals. I set 3 goals that I want to accomplish today. I'm going to get it done. Regardless, no matter what it takes today, whatever happens today, I'm going to get it done. Even if you don't get those, say you set those 3 goals for yourself and you don't get them done, you get 2 of them done, still applaud for that because you're making it happen. You are rooting for yourself. You are speaking life into yourself. You are making things happen for you because you know who you are. You know what you want to be. You know where you want to be in life. You got to do that for yourself. No one can speak life into you better than you can. Because this is your race. This is your life. You are you. This is no one else. It's all about you. Applaud yourself. Cheer for yourself. Root for yourself. Speak life over your life. Because you have all the tools, the equipment to be your best self. No one can take that away from you. No one. Because what's for you is going to always be for you. So when you win this race, know that and continue to cheer for yourself. Root for yourself. People in your life that are genuinely for you, they're rooting for you as well, and they will continue to speak life into you. But don't forget to speak life into yourself and then turn around and speak life into others. Speak life into others. Don't forget about your strong friends, your strong family members, that significant other that's always pouring into you. Don't forget about them. You are equipped enough to root for yourself and the people in your life that has been rooting for you for so long. You have all the tools you need. At the end of the day, it is about you. It starts with you. It's going to end with you. So root for yourself. Continue to keep pushing forward for yourself. Continue to speak life into your life. Change the mindset of doing it. I'm doing this for me. I got something to prove to myself, not to others. I want to be this person for me, not for others. Now, if you are a mother, a father, hey, and you want to do this for your children, absolutely, go right ahead. But don't forget about you. You got a family to take care of. I get it. Don't forget about you. It starts with you and it ends with you. Clap for yourself. Change the mindset and root for yourself. Celebrate yourself. Small victories is everything. Keep pushing forward for you. Continue to stay motivated for you. Continue to grow into the person that you are destined to be for you. That's all that is to it. It starts with you and it ends with you. So therefore, this is your race and you have to speak life into your life. Root for you. Love on yourself. Take care of yourself. Put you first. All right? And in the midst of it all, I'm still rooting for you. You got this. But I can continue to tell you that, but you have to start telling yourself that as well. I'm rooting for me. I'm doing this for me. I'm making this happen for me. I know you got it in you. You need to know that for yourself. So start telling yourself, I got this. I can do this. I can and I will. Because I'm doing it for me. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.